This is MSO NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell at Brooksby Farm in Peabody with Mike Schultz, and we're talking about the convention. We're not going to be able to do this every day, but the Republican convention stepped off on Monday night, last night. But before we do that, Mike, let's talk about Brooksby Farm, where we're at right now doing this feature. And they're doing a feature on it, I guess, in North Shore Magazine, Peabody Magazine. And but you have some history with Brooksby Farm.
Yes, in the early 70s, I was one of the founders of the people that actually saved the farm. I took the first citywide petition around, and then we got a group and we got larger and larger, and we actually took the farm. It was going to be condominiums and apartments by Flatley, and there was like 1,800 apartments and condominiums are going to be there. And to his credit, Mayor Mavroulis at that time was looking at a huge tax base coming in here, but he put his finger up to the wind and he said, well, wait a minute, I'll listen to you folks. And he paused and we let us go on, and we got the planning board to reject it and things like that. We ended up purchasing it for, I think it was $1.8 million at that time, and that included all the other open space in the city, and that was federal funds. The city put up, I think, $400,000 of that, and that also purchased all the other open space in the city that was available at that time. So it's here, it's owned by the city, it's a managed farm, it's a working farm. We have apples, blueberries, raspberries, pears, corn, vegetables, and we've also purchased another farm in the city, Tilly's Farm, and as of April 7, 2017, we'll probably be growing flowers there with the greenhouse that's already there, and some vegetables and things like that. So this is a city-owned farm, and it actually returns profit to the city, and we've got this valuable resource of 260 acres in the center of the city that a lot of people don't even know is here, and it's a beautiful spot.
You know, as we talk, there are some kids, there's obviously some summer camps going on here, and there's animals here as well. Yeah. But as you mentioned, all apple orchards. You mentioned the name Flatley, and, you know, I coming here in the late 70s and working here in the 80s and so on, and since then, you know, Flatley then, I'm thinking then, if this didn't work, went to Danvers. Does that sound right, or?
No, actually, after the fight that he had here, Flatley left Massachusetts.
Okay.
He said he couldn't work in Massachusetts anymore. And the thing of it was, we weren't against Flatley. We were against development of this whole thing. It wasn't, you know, if anybody was going to do it, Flatley would have been a great one because he did a nice work. But it was a very tough fight. It was very costly for him, and he actually left Massachusetts after that.
All right, there you go. Okay, well, let's begin a quick conversation on the Republican convention, which opened up on Monday night. And Mike, just for a full disclosure, you're not a Republican.
Nope.
and so on. But tell us what your initial thoughts were of of last night's convention.
Well, it's a typical Republican convention, all sorts of rules and things like that. They put together a platform that doesn't even go with Donald Trump. Most of the stuff he doesn't agree with, but they went through it. There was a couple of act out things where the Stop Trump movement tried to get the rules changed so that they could vote whichever way they wanted, and even though it was clear that it was not an I vote, they didn't allow it and let it go. Colorado delegation walked out. But then after that, it seemed to be fairly smooth. You know, they had some speakers, Giuliani, giving his raves and stuff like that. And, everybody calling Hillary Clinton a liar and things like that, and that she's a crook. And there they were up there telling a bunch of lies themselves on the stuff and not being challenged on it. And the funny thing is, after all that stuff with all the things about lies and stuff like that, the biggest thing that came out was that Melania Trump's speech happened to look just like Michelle Obama's speech. And the big thing was, oh, we got her on plagiarism, like anybody would really care. That's the thing. So, the corporate media is off off the wall on this stuff. You know, they're just looking for stuff. And half the stuff that when you're trying to watch the convention and watch the speakers, you get they keep, you know, flashing back to themselves talking up in the booth. And you can't see the, you know, people, let people decide. You know, they want to look and see what these people say and how the Democrats answer it. You know, let them have a convention instead of, you know, the news media sitting around there, you know, trying to criticize everything about them. You know, he's got his convention going the way it's going to be. You know, he's done some unorthodox things by appearing early on, introducing his wife and things like that. He's said it's going to be the greatest show on earth. Well, it's turning out to be the greatest show on earth. Not too much problems from protesters. A few popped up here and there, and that happens at every convention. But, you know, all in all, hey, it's going the way he wanted it. And the thing of it is it's, you know, the criticism is just off base.
Yeah. Well, you know, I look at that and I see Melania's speech, and I heard a comment from David Axelrod last night, which I happen to agree with, is that basically I'm paraphrasing him a little bit, but what's important is that 10 to 11 hour, that's when the networks join. That's when all the folks that are watching The Bachelor or whatever those shows are tune in. You and I have been watching it for a few hours before, possibly, but the rest of the country, the big numbers, tune it in at 10 o'clock after Survivor. Now, what they saw was Giuliani and then Melania. So now, whatever that, however you take that, I don't, you know, those were two probably of the best speeches of the night, I guess. However, there were some other things. But you're right about the analysis. I listened to Melania's speech, and I think it's crazy that you'd even lift lines from Michelle Obama's speech. I just don't get that at all. Who's you know, somebody had to do that. Somebody knew they were doing it. To me, it's just crazy. Why do it? You know, paraphrase it, do something, but don't steal the lines word for word, because in this day and age, you'll probably get caught. But I just don't get that one. Here's another thing, Mike. I was thinking yesterday, I heard that Trump was, you know, going to introduce Melania. So as you just mentioned, unusual for the presidential candidate, to appear before Thursday night. Well, here he is Monday night. He appears. I said, I was thinking I would make a bet with somebody. You want to bet against me that he's not there every night, you know, at the convention because he's Donald Trump? And then on the radio this morning, I hear someone say, there's a report that he might be there every night. And I'm thinking, there you go.
They originally told him he couldn't be. He said he wanted to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't tell Donald Trump he can't be. You know, Donald Trump's going to do what Donald Trump wants. And that's why his people like him. You know, the thing of it is, you know, Melania, you know, obviously didn't write the speech. You know, she said that she wrote a lot of it, or, you know, et cetera. And, you know, she probably had advice on it, you know. But whoever the speech writer was that, you know, that did copy this speech, get rid of him, you know. But enough is enough. Who cares? You know, she gave a speech. It was a good speech. It was difficult for her because of, you know, her English. I mean, but she, you know, this is not about the candidate's wives, you know, and the stuff like that is crazy. So they're going to be spending the next 2 days like they do with everything. I mean, 24-hour coverage of Donald Trump, you know, and, you know, then a little bit about Hillary out in the boondocks, you know, talking. Well, she was at the NAACP convention in Cincinnati. So it's like, you know, this is all the anti-Donald Trump stuff. And what they don't realize is it doesn't hurt them, it helps them. Yeah. Because people are so angry with the media. I mean, we're down to two candidates that nobody likes. Yeah. You know, I mean, this is one of the worst elections I've ever seen. It's just hate and spite, and you know, we're having to choose between, you know, two people that nobody likes. I've never seen anything like this. You know, I mean, I was a supporter of Bernie, you know, and Bernie's done, he's got a lot of stuff out of Hillary Clinton, and he's really negotiated some stuff and changed her, and so she's going along with it. But do I believe that she'll ever go through with it? No, you know, but Bernie will be there to, you know, back it up. It, you know, the platforms that are being written, and if you look at the platform, that's what they should be commenting on is the stuff that's in that, you know, the anti-woman, anti-gay, anti-this, yeah. anti-that. You know, that stuff's in the platform, and that's what they're going to say. This is what this convention produced was a platform.
Platforms don't mean what they used to. I got one other question here, though. Put this into some context, because you just mentioned how the unfavorability, so in essence, of both candidates, Hillary and Donald. But you got these no-shows from the Republican side. I don't remember anything really like this, where you have, you know, a former nominee, Mitt Romney, who's just went off rail and obviously is up in Wolfboro on Lake Winnipesaukee this week and not at the convention. You got Governor Kasich of Ohio, where the state where the convention is being held. He's sitting it out, apparently, among several folks, now, you know, high-profile folks that are just not at the convention. And, I've never heard anything like that. That just doesn't. Have you?
Not really. But don't forget, our own Governor Baker is not there either. Bob Dole surprised that he came. Yeah. John McCain, the previous, is not there either. I mean, you know, this guy called him. You know, called him all.
I gotta see why John McCain's not there.
Absolutely. And then they spend all this stuff on veterans. You know, and they're saying, oh, we're gonna take care of the veterans. Massachusetts is the number one place for veterans care. I'm a veteran, and I get my VA care, et cetera. And, you know, when you look at, you know, Rick Perry there, you know, I want to see where Texas's stand is on veterans care. And they all say, oh, the veterans. And from looking at last night, they all want to go back into war again. You know, they have an issue with Pence and Libya because they were criticizing Obama and Hillary for going in Libya. Pence wanted to go into Libya also, and so now there'll be a big discussion on that. And Pence is there. Basically, he's been, you know, the VP pick to go into more of the regular Republicans to try and heal that over. But, you know, it's crazy. The people aren't showing because they're not supporting. I mean, the entire Colorado delegation walked out.
I know. You know. Crazy. Now, we're gonna talk about vice presidential nominees and tickets, in our next thing, which we'll post tomorrow. We'll do it sooner rather than later. But I got to go back to one other thing this week, which I thought was one of the big events. As you know, the big events were Trump rolling out Pence, but that was overshadowed by the terrorist attacks and the other news breaking on Sunday. But then Pence and Trump were on 60 Minutes. So I look at that as another one of those big events where you appeal to a new audience, so to speak, a 60-minute audience. And, you know, I'm watching Pence, and he seems like a nice guy. You know, he smiles at the right time, but he it seems like he's the adult in the room, and Trump is this kid saying these crazy things, and he didn't roll his eyes, but he smiles at the right time and thinking, oh, there he goes again, kind of, you know?
Well, basically, you know, he's accepted it, you know, for the good of the party, good of the country. You know, the thing of it is he might not even have been reelected the governor of Indiana. He's not that popular there, et cetera. But, you know, he's probably one of the straightest. I mean, the other people he was going with, Newt Gingrich, you know. Newt, the last time they had the Republican Revolution, promised things like term limits and doing this and doing that. Then they got in there and they did none of them, you know. And, you know, shortly after that, you know, it turned over and Newt was gone. So, you know, the picks that he's had, you know, Pence was probably a good one for him.
No, I think it was a good pick. And that'll be our next topic, vice presidential picks. And we're at Brooksby Farm here today, the day after the first night of the Republican convention. Mike Schultz and I'm Bill Newell. And we're looking at some animals. I don't see a donkey. I don't see an elephant here for the two parties here.
There are
donkeys.
No elephants, though. not under my domain.
Ban the elephants, yeah. They probably would not like to winter up here at Brooksby Farm, I'm thinking.
Well, we have a nice barn there for them. It's all heated and everything. It burned down a few years ago, and we replaced it. So there's peacocks here and everything else. So NBC's, you know, covered the whole bit, you know. A nice farm store, come in, you know, buy apples and fruits and vegetables and T-shirts and jams and jellies and cider donuts.
Oh, those are fantastic. Oh, my gosh. And so we'll have to get the mayor and the mayor's office maybe to click on Craigslist and look for an elephant, see if there are any elephants for sale that could land up here.
Well, we had a big problem when we got a llama, you know, and there was, Tom Grellish, who used to run the Peabody Citizen, used to always be criticized on llama. But the llama is good because we have ostrich and emu here, and basically... There's coyotes around because this is a huge farm, and they do not fool with a llama. They will not fool with a llama. So the llama has protected the animals. We haven't had anything from the coyotes who try to get in because the llama is around. And coyotes do not like llamas. The llamas kick the stuffing out of them.
Maybe fitting we end with some animal talk here. I don't know. Who knows? All right, so there we go. That's Mike Schultz. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.